Alma, what do you see our Mishnah holds? That Kisova Chagiga Starbaoso Lavdi Raisa. That if there's an Indian to bring a Korban Chagiga, another Shlomim, on Erev Pesach, in order to have meat teeth at night with the Korban Pesach, that's not Midi Raisa. Like really, we had the Gemara of Sochan that said there's an Indian that we know the Korban Pesach itself by the Seder by night, you're supposed to eat it Allah Seder. The Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten when you're filled up. So the question is, Hatla, whether or not when you're filled up the Kamri, but when you're satisfied, you eat something first. So what do you eat first to satisfy yourself? There's an Indian to bring a Shalma Chagiga on Erev Pesach, bring a Shlomim, so when it comes Pesach by night, you'll have meat tea to satisfy yourself first, and then you'll eat the Korban Pesach ala Seiva. This man, the Yom holds, Chagiga Sarbos Ladi Raisa. There's not a Chiyuv to bring the Korban. Lamashal, let's say you have only a few people on a Korban Pesach, and you could fill yourself up with the Korban Pesach alone. If you want, you're allowed to do that. There's no chayv again to bring the Shalom Lechagigam on Erev Pesach. It's only an Indian to have enough meat, teeth, Pesach by night, that by the time you get to a Pirati Kaimin, to the Korban Pesach, it should be Nechal HaSeiva. But it's Lav D'Raisa. Therefore, if you have Maisa Sheni, you could make your Shlomim on Erev Pesach from Mois that was Maisa Sheni. Masheikin, the first day of Pesach, that's a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga. A shalme chagiga on Yom Tov, you have to bring it. Therefore, the korban shlomim you bring on the first day of Pesach, or on any Yom Tov, has to be brought b'davka min achulin from privately owned money, and not from Maisa Sheni. Amama, now we'll say what we said before. Amama, we learned before that Beisil Lomim, Beisil says, Minamaiser, that this Chagiga you bring the first day of Pesach if you want to, it could be bought with money that has Kedusas Maiser Sheni. It does not have to be Minachul and privately owned money, even when you moist Maiser Sheni. There's a Kashamar, why is that true? Dovishav Chayvahu, there's a Chayv to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif. So if so, V'chol Dovishav Chayv, any time there's an obligation for you to do it, that's the cloud. Anytime you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, then you have to spend the money from your own pocket and have no other kedusha on it. So Alkamir Beisilu says the money could be from Maisa Sheni. Or Marula Ula says that the shaila is the teifel. When you're adding other money into it, you're like taking regular money and you're adding Mois Maisa Sheni. That's the machlokes. If you could add other money to it also or not. Adonora says that Chiski Yomar, it means Teufel and Behemah LeBehemah. Like true, one Behemah, Shalmei Chagiga, you have to buy from privately owned money. But in case you want to have more animals, the more Shlomim, Shalmei Chagiga you want to bring, you can bring it from other Behemahs that have Kedushas, Meiser or Meiser Sheni, whatever you want. V'yein Teufel and Mois LeMois. But Ula holds, you can't like take the first $10 of your own private money to buy the Shalmei Chagiga. Then if you want to buy a more expensive animal, you'll add money from Maisa Sheni. That you're not allowed to do. You can't add on money to money. You can only add on one animal to another animal. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, just the opposite. Teuflin Mois LeMois. No, when you want to go buy your Shalmei Chagiga, like the Mishnah says, according to Beisilul, it has to be worth at least 2 kosef. So the first 2 kosef that it has to be worth has to be from privately owned money, minachulin. But now, if you want to buy a bigger animal, a more expensive one, the more money you could afford to add from the mois of Maisa Sheni. That's what Basila means to say. But it has to be added money to money, and you buy one korban. But you can't do like Hiski has said, to buy one small animal from the mois Maisa Chulin, and then buy another animal from the mois Maisa Sheni. That he doesn't know from. That's his machlokes, which way to do it. So Rashi says like this. Chiski Yomar, third line of Rashi, a second line of Rashi. B'teifa, Rashi says, Mechaber Maiser Yimachulin. Oh, maybe you could bring together money of Maiser, an animal of Maiser, with Chulin. Oh, Pligi Yamaroi Ketsa Teiflin. So machlokes now, according to Beisilul, how could you add the two together? Chiski Yomar Behema Lebehema. Im Yeshta Oichlin Harbe. If you have a lot of people to feed on Yom Tov. They're not going to all have enough teeth from one animal.
The halacha is yovei achas lechagiga min achulin. Bring one animal l'shem korban chagiga from chulin. V'yarshah, the rest of the animals you want to bring min ha-maiser could be brought from a behemah that has kedushas maiser on it. Or yeah. V'yafa pi shakulin ha-boyis b'yarishon shem chagiga lehim. Even though any shlamim you bring the first day of Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, the first day of Yom Tov, has a shame shalom chagiga on it. So l'chura it should be brought from chulin. But there it is, k'var yotzi yidei chayva b'rishoyna min achulin. The first animal, the first shlamim you brought on the first day Yom Tov, that's the chayv of shalom chagiga. The more shlamim you bring, that's tam l'mitzvah. Therefore, could be brought from moyis ma'aseh shein if you want. That's chizkiyah shita. You add two animals for yentayf l'moyis l'moyis. But don't do that. Means liknas ben gedolah to buy one big animal with both monies together of your privately owned money with the moyis of ma'aseh shein. Now Rav Yechonon Amir, Rav Yechonon says for us just the opposite. So Rashi explains what's the machlokes. L'maris chazal leshapa, one holds more of a svara tfei. Yitzias yidei chayvos menachulin kishemevi behem mishlemi menachulin. First one knows it's better to bring one complete animal that you bought from Moyes Chulin. Then you yotz yichayv. Ulamah, the other man yom holds no. It's chazal eshapa tfei kishachulin muravin im kol achilosoi. That you buy one big animal, but in this one big animal have at least two kosef worth of privately owned money. So if any little bit of the animal that you do eat later, it's always considered part of it is bor min achulin. So it's more kedai that all the eating should partly be from chulin. Well, the common yalef lem mikroi the mutali is teifel. Later we learn now from Sukkim like besilu shita that the shalmei chagiga does not have to be totally min achulin. It could be made up of two parts. Half of it is chulin, and the other half could be from mois meiser. Moses now Tani Kavosa to Chizkiyah. I'll bring your proof to Chizkiyah and Tani Kavosa to Rabbi Yochanan. I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Kavosa to Rabbi Yochanan. I'll bring your proof to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said Mois the Mois. That means first take your first $2 worth of Mois chulin, your own privately owned money. And then add the Mois, the money that has Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheini, and buy one big animal. What's the proof? The pasuk says misas. Rashi says it means b'shvuas by chag ha'shvuas. It says k'siv b'yosisa chag shvuas l'Hashem l'kecho misas nidvas yodecho. L'kam meforsh misas l'shechulin. It means the money you spend has to be private money, chulnik money. So misas comes to teach us melamed shodemevi chavosim min achulin that there's a chayv to bring a shalmei chagiga on shvuas, and the shalmei chagiga you bring on shvuas has to be privately owned money min achulin. Now, minayin, how do I know? Shimrotzel Arav Mar, if you want to add more to it, you're allowed to add more to it, but you can add more money to the value of it. Talmud Loima Kasha Yivarechacho Hashem Olakecho. Rashi Mar means that in Loshin Zen Loifel Elav Amoyis. Mashma, don't just spend your $2 to buy the Shalmei Chagiga, but if you have more money, add more money to it and buy a bigger animal. And this new money could be from any type of money you have. That's the Sposik. The Rashi says, Asher Yivarecha, Hashem will give you a blessing. That means, Mikol Asher Yivarecha. You could afford to spend the money from any type of a bracha that Hashem gave you. Even if the money has Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheini on it, you're allowed to use it to buy your Shalmei Chagiga. That's the right Rabbi Yechanan. That you have to true spend the money to stay kosef worth of chulin, but then the more money you want into it could be from anything, from Ma'aseh Sheini. Tani kavasa the chizki. Now bring your proof to chizkiya. And what you're supposed to do is buy one animal purely from mois chulin, and then if you want to add, buy another, a second, a third, or fourth animal from the mois ma'aseh sheini. The pesach like this. The pasuk says misas melamed shodemevi chavasa menachulin. That the chayv the shalmei chagiga brings has to be brought menachulin, private money. Beishama yomri meshami says that means yom risha menachulin. The first day, any carbon you bring the first day, which is called the shalmei chagiga, has to be min achulin, from private money. Mikan v'yelech. After the first day of Yom Tov, let's say on Pesach or Sukkot, the next day, Chol HaMoed, you want to bring more shlamim, the more shlamim you bring the next day, that's called only a shalmei simcha. That's no more shalmei chagiga, that's only a shalmei simcha, that the purpose is just to have meat
to be able to eat on Yom Tov. Then we say, min ha-maiser. You could even bring that from Mois Maiser Sheni, or else from Maiser Behema. Any type of animal you have teeth, havadi yotza. The Rashi says, mikan v'yeluch, she'en awel ha-simcha. The second day of Yom Tov, you bring the shlomim, that's only a shalme simcha, just the shlomim to have meat to be happy with. Dimu v'chagigo k'siv, because after korban chagigo, the Pasuk says, v'chagoyse moiso yoymechod. V'suloi. That the mitzvahs of Shalmei Chagiga is only the first day of Yom Tov. And if you brought it the first day, the shlomim you bring the next from then on is af min ha-maiser. It's not a chayv anymore, as a korban, it's a chayv just to have meat to eat. Ubeisil says, achila rishoyna min achulin. The first kzais of meat that you eat, the first animal you eat on Yom Tov, that has to be min achulin. But the next animal that you eat, even on the first day, mina maisa, could be brought mina maisa. Since it's a rye, even on the first day, you could bring two or three animals, and just the first animal has to be made from maisa, from mois chulin. The second or third could be brought from maisa, from mois maisa. For shara ko yimaisa pesach, but the rest of the days of pesach, when you bring a shlomim, the second day of Yom Tov, it's not called the Shalmei Chagiga anymore, it's only called the Shalmei Simcha, therefore, Adam Yotzi, the Chavah, Soi, the Maise Beima. You could be Yotzi Yechiv with Maise Beima. The animal could even be the tenth animal. Maise Beima means if you have 10 new animals born to you that year, you let them go through the gate 1-3, and the 10th one you hit, then that's Kedushas Maise Beima. And if you shechted on Yom Tov Tit, on Cholomoy, the shame Shalmei Simcha, he yotze the mitzvah Shalmei Simcha, Adi Yav Mitzvah, Yav Bosor of Kodshim, to Mekayim the mitzvah, Samach the Mechagecho, that's this mitzvah. Verse says now, Be Yom Tev, my time aloy. What's the reason on Yom Tev loy? Like it doesn't say you could bring a Maise Behemah on Yom Tev. On Yom Tev it just says if you want to add, add Maise Sheni. But it doesn't say to add Maise Behemah. How come you can't use a Maise Behemah on Yom Tev? We're afraid not to shech this animal, which is a maisa behema, which means when you had 10 new animals born to you, and let them go through the deer, and the 10th one you hit, like that's number 10, that has tushas maisa behema, you can't shech it on Yom Tov. Why? Because the gzeirah, maybe you come to take off maisa on Yom Tov itself. And mashmitz also midiraisa, to take maisa behema on Yom Tov. Why not? Just to take Maisa is only Yosem of the Rabbanon. There's no Wisdom of the Raisa. So what's wrong with Maisa Behemah? Teretziz Mishrum Sikrito. Because the Eitzah usually is, the way you count it is, you let one animal go through, 2, 3, 4, 5, when it comes to number 10, you take a stick or paintbrush with red paint, and you paint a little bit red on the animal. That's the way you make Maisa Behemah. So we're afraid you do that on Yom Tov. And since you come to paint the animal on Yom Tov, that's Nisa Diraisa, therefore we don't want you to be makriv, Maisa Behema on Yom Tov. Now, my master from the Gemara, the high Misas Dishon, the Chulin, how Bechal would know to say both of them, Adash, the word Misas means the money has to be privately owned money. Chulin, the Echsev, it says in Esther, Vayosim HaMelech HaShverosh, Mas Alerts. He made like a tax on the ground, everybody to pay, and Mas means money is Chulin, your own private money you have to pay, to see the word Mas, means privately owned money. Gemara says that the Mishnah said, Yisrael yoytzim yidei chavosim v'adorim v'adolis. As the mitzvah simchas regel. That means not the first day Yom Tov, that's the mitzvah shalmei chagiga. The next day cholamoy, the next 7 days of Yom Tov, there's a chiv teet every day bosor, and the mitzvah is teet bosor of kachim. So what type of a korban do you have to bring? Turn around, go to a price like this. The Pasuk says, V'somachto v'chagecho. You're supposed to be happy on Yom Tov. L'rabbis, it comes to include kol minei smochas l'simcha. Anything that makes you happy, you could use to be mekayim the mitzvah v'somachto v'chagecho. What does that mean? What makes you happy? Mekan omru chachomin. Yisrael yoytzin edei chavosim b'nedor m'nedovis. That means, we hold halacha like this. We hold samach like this, we showing him. Tois v'shita is that b'zman azeh, the mitzvah simcha seregel is only midirabonin. Tois zolz midiraisa, the mitzvah simcha seregel is only eating meat of kachim. I think Gemara says here, it doesn't have to be a korban shlomim, it could be any type of korbanis. If you eat the meat of the korban, you mekayim the mitzvah. Like it says, Yisrael yotzim b'nedorim and adovois, over maise behema, the kahane b'chatois, v'yoshim, v'chor, v'chazor, v'shoik. any type of an animal you eat that has that's from a korban, you mekayim the mitzvah simchas regel. Toisa shitin moikon we had before was it's midiraisa only from basar kochim. This man is there, we have no more beis hamikdash, so there's no more mitzvah midiraisa. That we eat meat today on Yom Tov is only midirabbanan. However, Halacha, the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam Paskins, even Bizman as there today, we also have a mitzvah midiraisa to eat meat on Yom Tov. And the Rambam learns like this, that the mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha means you're supposed to do the biggest amount of simcha of happiness you could have at that time. So at the time when they had the Beis Hamikdash, you have more simcha of mashmir of yeet meat that comes from a korban, it's a bigger simcha. Simcha shal mitzvah is the biggest simcha if the meat comes from a korban. So this man, you have the base to make this, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah by eating the korban, korbanos. Mashenkin, bezman is it like today, we have no more korbanos. Therefore, the mitzvah is eating meat on Yom Tov, we are mekayim the mitzvah, v'samata v'chagecha.
And if, not chicken.
You're right. It's better to eat meat than chicken. If you don't have meat, next best is chicken. Some sheet to sold chicken is also good. Even though we'll soon see that Yochel Gemara says, af b'yefes ha-menachis, maybe even with a chicken, and not a chicken, it means a korban oif, a korban oila, or a chates oif, that we eat the oif, or else you bring a mincha, you can mekayim the mitzvah of samachta b'chagecha, Talmud Lehman, the Pesach says, no, v'samachta b'chagecha. It has to be